Today we're going to talk about setting goals and frogs.
Welcome to the Daily Drive. I'm your host, Ken Knorr. You can find me on Twitter at Ken Knorr, K-E-N-K-N-O-R-R. I hope you enjoy the show.
Today we're going to talk about goals. You know, when I get into my car, I usually have a goal in mind. Now, when I was younger, I would get into my car and drive aimlessly around, looking for something to do, I suppose. But today, when I get in my car, it's usually one of two goals. I'm either getting in my car to enjoy the drive, I drive a Corvette Stingray, or I'm getting in my car to go somewhere. I have a destination in mind. And goals are really important. Having a destination is really, really important. But I think that as entrepreneurs, well, a lot of times we set goals, and we set those goals in our minds. And we think about what we want out of life. We think about where we want to go and what we want to accomplish. But we never state those goals. We hold them in our heads, and we don't tell others about those goals. And that's a mistake. Why don't we tell others about our goals? I think it comes from a place of fear. We're afraid we may not accomplish them. And so if we state them to somebody else and we don't accomplish them, then, you know, we're ashamed of that, or we have some fear of being held accountable. But the reality is, when we have goals that we've stated, we've put out there, our motivation to achieve them comes up a level. I think it's really, really important that you state your goals, that you know where you're going and what you're going to do. And if you're in the marketing business like I am, this is one of the first things that you talk to your clients about. You say, listen, what are the goals of this marketing plan? What are we trying to achieve? What is the measurement of success here? And if we're going to hold our marketing clients to that, which we know is the right thing to hold them to, why wouldn't we hold ourselves to that? Why wouldn't we state our goals, put them in writing, and make them clear? I recently saw a meme. The world is so filled with memes, little bite-sized pieces of information, but and inspiration and nuggets, but sometimes they're so wrong, or they are mistaken for what they really are meant to say. It was this meme, and it had a wolf on it, a lone wolf, and it said that entrepreneurs were on their own. They were like lone wolves. You are, you know, traveling this travel, this journey completely by yourself. I also saw another meme not that long after seeing that first meme that said, surround yourself with people who get it. And boy, aren't those memes contradictory, yet they're somewhat together in the same way. When they're talking about that solo wolf and being on your own, it is talking about the fact that you're on this journey and it's you. It's up to you to make it happen. A lot of times as an entrepreneur, there's not somebody else there for you to lift you up and to push you along. It becomes this whole self-motivation thing. The problem is that we don't do well by ourselves. We're human beings and we need others around us. I think the lone wolf idea is wrong. What I do think, though, is that while you are somewhat on your own, it's really important that you push away disbelievers from you. Not that you don't want people to be around you that are just yes people, yes men. You need people to challenge you, but if they don't believe in you or believe where you're going, you need to push that away. At the same time, you have to have people around you that will help you achieve your goals. You can't and shouldn't do it alone. And if you're going to go big, like we were talking about in the previous podcast about think big and be big, act big, be big, then you're going to have others around you. And I've been in so many different companies and seen so many different styles. But I think the one thing that's really important is that you share with your employees the goals, what you want to achieve. Because what I think most people don't realize is that everyone likes to help people. People are naturally drawn to provide assistance. It's just human nature. And if you share with others what your goals are, they want to see you succeed. They want to help you succeed, and they want to get you there. And that's a good thing. I've seen other companies that keep all of their numbers and all of their key performance indicators close to the vest, and their employees are completely in the dark, and they don't know where you're trying to go, where the company's trying to go. But the most successful companies, the most successful people, have others around them that are very clear about what the goals are. Because when they know what the goals are, they can help you achieve them. It becomes paramount to being successful, having people around you helping you achieve those goals. In a future podcast, I'm going to talk about how to set goals specifically and the right elements to create good goals. And that's called SMART goals. And SMART is an acronym or a mnemonic that helps you remember what you're supposed to be doing when you establish goals. It stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely. And like I said, in a future podcast, I'll go into that in more detail. So I'm going to practice what I preach here, and I am going to share with you my goals for this podcast. I could go into why I'm doing this podcast, but that's for another podcast altogether. That has to do with motivation, and I promise I'll get to that as well, and I'll talk to you about how you maintain motivation and to help you achieve your goals, because motivation is really important when it comes to goals. But let me just share with you my goal for this podcast, and that's to reach 1,000 daily listeners. That's a pretty big goal. Considering that I start the podcast off and I've got, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, hey, 10 listeners. That's great in a couple of days, but my goal is to be at 1,000. And I'm going to ask you, my listener, my faithful early listener here, to help me achieve that goal. If you've heard this podcast, share it with somebody. Share my tweets, share my Facebook posts, and get the word out. If you find value in these, somebody else will find value in them too. And I really do appreciate you helping me achieve my goals. So here's the recap. Today, you need to find somebody to share your goals with. You need to start right out right now and share your goals. You've got them in your mind. You know you have them. Share them. And remember that goals can be changed. It doesn't mean that just because you share it that they're written in cement. You can reestablish your goals if that's what you need to do. But you need to find people around you that will help you achieve your goals, that will hold you accountable, that care about you and the fact that you are achieving your goals, and will help you be successful. That's all I got for today. Except I have one last little PS for you. And that is, I want to tell you how I record my podcasts. I record my podcasts sitting on my pool deck, right next to my pool, sitting outside. I either do it first thing in the morning with my cup of coffee, or I do it in the evening as thoughts have kind of gelled for the day and I want to share them. And that's why in my podcasts you may hear birds in the background. That's usually in the morning. Or frogs in the background and crickets in the background in the evenings. And tonight, I know there have been frogs in my broadcast and my podcast here. And I'd invite you to rewind my podcast and this time listen to it and count the number of frog croaks and throw them into the comments on one of my posts somewhere that you got to hear this. So I give you that little challenge if you feel up to it. It's only a few minutes of your day, and it's definitely not going to hurt you to hear this podcast about goal setting again. Thanks, and we will hopefully have you here tomorrow.